Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Dear friends, we are gathered here today to be with our mother. And one of the happiest moments in one's life is to be with your mother. Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Permit me to begin with a story told by Archbishop Fulton Sheen, a story about a certain soldier during the First World War. Was in a shell hole with other four soldiers while shells were falling here and there around them. And then suddenly, one shell killed four of his friends. He crawled out of the shell hole and took the rosary bead from one of the hands of those with them and began to pray the rosary. Not his own rosary, another person's rosary. At the end of the first decade, it was laid in his heart to leave the hole. He did, and after some moments, a shell hit exactly the first hole he left. And this happened four good times. And he kept obeying the voice to leave the hole at each moment. He promised to give his life to Jesus if he survives the war. And surely he survived the war. He was later baptized and went to study for the priesthood in appreciation to God. Dear friends, by saying the rosary, this soldier cried to the Blessed Mother. And you heard what happened. Mother Mary did not abandon him. Our Lady is a mother and a teacher. The soldier also listened and acted. Sometimes we pray, we do not listen, and we do not act on what God lays in our hearts. She listens to the cries of our children and also leads them on the way of salvation. From your own perspective and from your own experiences of childhood, I want to ask us this question. How do you feel when you are crying, or how did you feel when you are crying and you saw your mom coming around you? Then, how does a child feel generally when the mother starts moving towards the child? Simply, the child feels relieved that the mother is around. The mother at this moment does not judge the child. The first words that could come out of the mother to save the situation will be, "Cry no more, my child." It is only afterwards that other questions might be asked. When the mother attends to the crying child, peace returns. Friends, let us reflect on these first words of a mother to her crying child as coming from Mother Mary to our broken world. Broken because we have been broken by sin and its consequences. Let us reflect on the theme, Mother Mary's response to a broken world. Cry no more, my children. Cry no more, my children. Don't you think that if our earthly mothers would be so caring, that the mother of Jesus would do even more? She did not even allow the couples at Cana to cry before she provided for them through her maternal intercession. Supposing a child was crying as a result of sickness, the mother would surely be the first doctor before taking the child to the hospital. At some moments, some children will begin to pick and choose what to eat. And at that moment also, all requests made by the child may be easily granted by the mother. Mother Mary is praying for you. Since you have made her your mother, cry no more. The scripture tells us in Genesis chapter 3 how the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve, was the cause of the evils and sufferings that had befallen the human family. From that moment till when Jesus came in the history of salvation, the whole of creation has been weeping and waiting for the coming of Jesus. Compare Romans chapter 8, verse number 22. The many signs of the time, like ungodliness, earthquake, the tsunami, bombing, wars and hunger stories everywhere, family crisis, financial meltdown, sickness, injustice, and name them. And lots more. They show that creation, and indeed humanity, is still groaning, and all are in tears, awaiting full redemption by Christ Jesus. The coming into the salvation history by our Mother Mary could be likened to the homecoming of the mother whose child is crying. It is her yes to God that enabled the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. She did not try to stop the redeeming death of Jesus, since that would wipe the tears of the fallen humanity. To a battered, broken, weeping and troubled individual persons, families, nations of the world, Mother Mary says, "Cry no more, my children." How strong is the umbilical cord that links the mother and the child in the womb? Maybe mothers may know the answer to this question. But the umbilical cord is cut at birth, but the strong connection between the mother and the child remains exceptional even after birth. How does a child keep this connection with the mother? It could be noticed that a child calls the mother so many times in a day, every second, every minute, "Mommy, mommy, mommy," even when the mother is just close by. This is a way the child maintains the connection to the mother. How do we remain connected to Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus? Remember, Jesus, at the foot of the cross, gave her to us, and also gave us to her. When Jesus said to John, "Behold your mother," and to Mary, he said, "Behold your son." Confer John chapter number 19, verse number 25. Our blessed mother, in keeping to this last will of Jesus, her son, is ever coming to visit us in apparitions, to look after us as our mother and our teacher. The question is, how do we make sure that the spiritual umbilical cord joining us to Mother Mary is never broken? How do we make sure that our connection with Mother Mary remains unbroken? If we are to imitate our childhood method, it will be to be calling her several times. When we say the rosary, dear friends, we are like calling her several times. And in this month of May, dedicated to her, is a good time to revisit our devotion to our Blessed Mother. How does the mother identify the child? St. Alphonsus Liguori listed 10 ways of observing devotion to the Blessed Mother, which I see from my own point of view of reflection as ways we could also keep the umbilical cord spiritually connected to Our Lady. This devotion should be done with perseverance and purity of heart. Number one, visiting the images, the statues and holy pictures and churches dedicated to Our Lady is one of the ways we can keep connected to Our Lady. You remember Pope Francis I paid a visit to the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore after his election as Pope to keep the connection. Secondly, fasting from bread and water in her honor, especially on Saturdays, or for those who cannot, as a result of ill health or old age, to abstain from something that you have so much delight in for the sake of Our Lady. In that way, you can keep connection with Our Lady. To hear Mass or to request Mass in her honor is also a very good practice. Then, listen, friends, to receive Holy Communion in the state of grace is yet the best honor we can ever give to the Blessed Mother, because she received Jesus in her Immaculate Womb. Immaculate Mother, Immaculate Children, receiving Jesus makes Our Lady very, very happy. Of wearing the scapula while keeping to the required fasting and abstinence, each person, dear friends, should also keep to the chastity required of his or her state of life. of joining confraternities at the Blessed Mother, like a day with Mary and the ones we have in our different parishes. For this, help us to refill our spiritual strength. Keeping away from community of believers can be very dangerous to our spiritual health, no matter the reasons. Or giving alms in honor of Our Lady, especially to increase it on Saturdays. If you have no money, at least some acts of love and works of mercy, like visiting the sick, praying for sinners, praying for the souls in purgatory, and for other people's needs because of Our Lady and in her honor. Of calling on her very often, especially when we are faced with temptations. We call on our Mother Mary, or you kiss or press to your heart the image of Our Lady, or you clutch onto your rosary. These are ways we get connected to Our Lady. Or you pray the lovely prayer, we fly to our patronage. Or saying the Hail Mary at any time, at any place, where you are cooking, where you're on the way, we are in the coach, anywhere you are, just say the Hail Mary. Especially, it is good to say the Hail Mary in between actions to sanctify the actions of the day. Blessed Alan says that all heaven rejoices when the Hail Mary is said. He added, so also do devils tremble and take to flight when you say the Hail Mary. It's a very powerful prayer, the Hail Mary. Of doing any of the novenas leading to the Feast of Our Lady. During the novenas, one is encouraged to do both interior and exterior mortifications, imitate her virtues, and letting go of sinful habits. Of saying the Rosary and Office of the Blessed Mother. You know, St. Dominic used the Rosary to fight heresies, and he preached so much on the Rosary. It is a prayer that unites people of all classes, the rich and the poor, the black and the white. It's a prayer of everybody, adults, children, the aged, the sick, the troubled. So, dear friends, we did 10 ways and spiritual exercises. We identify ourselves with the Mother Mary, but more also with imitating her virtues, her humility, and her purity of life. Let us talk more about the Rosary as we are in the month of May. Archbishop Fulton Sheen again recounted an incident of a woman who objected that she would never become a Catholic because there was so much of repetition of the Hail Mary in the Rosary. She maintained that she would never believe anyone who repeated his words, and neither would God. To this, the Archbishop asked her if her fiancé loved her, and her request was simply yes. The woman added that he said it always, even a few moments ago. The Archbishop continues, but how do you know? He told me, he did say, I love you, answered the woman. The Archbishop said, do not believe him. He is repeating, he is not sincere. Dear friends, Archbishop Fulton Sheen concluded by saying, there is no repetition in I love you. There is no repetition in I love you. The fact is, the beautiful prayer of the Rosary, among other devotions, is a prayer that connects us to our Mother, who comes to console our broken world, to heal the wounded hearts, the battered spirits. Anyone who values the gift of giving roses to loved ones or receiving such will appreciate the meaning of saying the Rosary. It could be recalled that the pagan world used to crown their statues with roses. In the early church, prayers were substituted for roses. During the early Christian era of persecution in the church, the young virgins usually marched to their deaths with a crown of roses on their heads. After their martyrdom, the faithful will gather those roses and say a prayer on each rose. The Hebrews in the desert of Egypt also counted their prayers using pebbles or grains put together into a crown. It is from this practice that arose the saying of the rosary, which means crown of roses. Saying the rosary then is like opening up to our Mother Mary and offering her the precious flower of roses and making her look splendid and beautiful. How happy are parents when their children offer some food back to them, even from the same place they are being fed from? It gladdens the heart. Saying the rosary primarily connects the child to Mother Mary. It opens up the heart to the Blessed Mother. It clears worries. The rosary is the best way to handle worries, because it at the same time involves the use of three powers. The physical power when you are counting the beads, the vocal power when you are saying the prayer and moving your lips, because the external calm rhythm of repeating the Hail Mary can create a peaceful rhythm of the soul and calms the body, with the spiritual power also inclusive. And then the spiritual in meditating on the mysteries. Say the rosary, dear friends, and say the Hail Mary every time and everywhere, in between activities to sanctify them. Dear friends, pray and pray and pray, and never get tired of praying the rosary. In the Nigerian Catholic Chaplaincy, where I work as one of the chaplains, we have a tradition of giving out the Pilgrim Madonna, a statue of our Blessed Mother, to people and families. The statue of Our Lady stays with the people and families for one full month. There is daily recitation of the rosary and spiritual reflections. Within the month, the household is consecrated with a mass to Jesus, with His Blessed Mother Mary. The favors people have received are uncountable. Sinners are converted, the sick receive the healing, the jobless are employed, immigration problems and financial difficulties receive maternal attention. The mother's voice was heard in their lives once again, "Cry no more, my child." In the history of the world, people have cried out to God through our Blessed Mother. At those moments, she never disappointed the world or turned her back. It is time for the whole nations of the world to turn to Our Lady once more. It should be remembered that a good number of victories have been recorded thanks to Mother Mary's intercession. The Battle of Lepanto in October 7, 1571, which marked the end of several crusade wars, was won thanks to Mother's intercession. At that moment, Mother's voice was heard in the Catholic world, "Cry no more, my children." She is the best mother ever, past, present, and future. She is the mother that never fails. She said once at the wedding at Cana, and is implied in all her apparitions, "Do whatever he," that is Jesus, "tells you." John chapter 2, verse number 5. Just as in doing what Jesus told those at Cana in Galilee at the wedding, brought a miracle of the best wine. Dear friends, only in doing whatever Jesus tells us now, as our Mother Mary said, shall our breakthrough come by. Let individuals, families, nations, and indeed the whole world turn to Mother Mary and identify with her. Reconnect with the Mother Mary. Say a rosary daily to such a broken world and broken heart that looks upon Mother Mary. Her voice resounds ever more strongly, "Cry no more, my children." Now Mother Mary speaks to your heart. She knows your trials and has seen your afflictions and persecutions. She is with you. She prays for you. Learn from your past, for she is mother and teacher. Listen to your heart and act accordingly. Today is a new day, and the mother is here to bring you peace. Peace to your hearts. Mother's voice echoes once again, "Cry no more, my children, for I pray for you."